News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
More than one in five pubs have seen a decline in staff numbers over the last year. That's according to the Vintners Federation of Ireland, who are going to be highlighting the issue before an Oireachtas committee later today. Joining me now is Pat Crotty, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. And Pat, not wishing to be rude, I'm sure there will be people who will hear this and say, well, it is very tough for those who run the pub, but the pub is a commercial entity like any other business, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Why is it the government's problem?
You've asked the exact right question, Anton. Thank you very much. The reason it's the government's problem is because the government have changed the goalposts. Everyone in personal lives and in business have seen extraordinary changes in costs and impositions on them over recent years. The hospitality and retail trades were the employers of the most number of people on minimum wage. That has been moving towards a living wage over the last number of years. It has meant in the last 5 years an increase of 40% in wages. And that is the second biggest cost that your average hospitality business has, other than the product they're selling. And that increase of 40% is simply unsustainable, and it's government imposed. And what we're saying to government is, if you want us to survive, you're going to help us. You have taken all this money out of our pockets or out of our tills, and we need to put some back in, or we just won't be there anymore.
Now, put it back in where, Pat? Because as you say, the transition to a minimum wage to a living wage is about sustainability for the individual worker. So I assume you're not suggesting reduce that wage.
No, we're absolutely supportive of that. There's no issue there at all. But that is in effect a government policy. And government, if government had a health policy or a housing policy, it has a budget to support it. In this case, the government has a pay policy, and we're the only ones who support it. So that's what we're saying is, we cannot carry this burden entirely on our own. No policy, government policy is carried entirely by any sector on its own. And we're saying government needs to invest in this too. If it wants the floor to rise for everyone, let's help them. And the only way it can do it is by killing the retail and hospitality industries, well, then it's going to have to relook at that at some point.
There's a challenge though they do that though, Pat, isn't there? Because the issue is that if they do a blanket change, like a change to VAT or anything along those lines, pubs that are making a small fortune in large city centre locations will benefit the way small rural pubs will benefit.
Yeah, except that too, Anton. That's why in our budget submission this year, which we've already lodged, we have proposed a tax credit based on the purchases of draft beer only. Small country pubs, 99% of their business is pints of stout, pints of beer and lager. They don't sell cocktails. They don't sell fancy wines. They don't sell all sorts of other things. It is the simple, the pint of plain. And so if the way of supporting the pub is through that vehicle only, then it supports the small country pub and the small ordinary business, not the big places in Temple Bar and other places that are doing very well, thank you, and more power to them. But it is focused, it is targeted, and it is only a tiny fraction of the costs of a lot of the universal kind of responses though, government have made.
If you drive around rural Ireland, small town Ireland, anywhere around the country, most small towns are now defined by the presence of the pub that used to be there. There are shuttered pubs at crossroads all the way around the country. Is anything going to bring back the vibrancy of those kind of locations, regardless of what happens with VAT or with tax credits or with minimum wage? Are those days now just gone?
Well, the main reason, Anton, that pubs change through from one hand to another over the years is normally within a family. Small country pubs don't really get sold. They move from one generation to the next. And the difficulty we're seeing now is that it is not a viable proposition for the next generation to take on. There is no young person who is maybe looking at getting married, or who's already married and has a young family, or has a car loan, or all the different things that everyone has now, can go into a business that is not able to sustain itself, never mind sustain the next generation. Okay. Older people running a small pub are able to nearly live on air because they don't have a mortgage, they don't have other costs, and they're not looking at significant reinvestment in their pub at their age. So they're it has to, if it isn't a viable proposition, nobody's going to take it on. If it isn't a viable proposition, they're going to close anyway. But we're saying one of the reasons why they're not sustainable is because the government has just taken the money out of them.
Pat, thank you very much for your time this morning. Pat Crotty, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.